Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, he made a contract. President-elect Donald Trump made a contract with America, and we're going to look at that today and just see what it was, like the first 100 days of his administration, right?
Yes.
And he says, you know, Donald Trump's contract with America, with the American voters, he says, we follow what follows in the 100-day action, it follows a 100-day action plan to make America great again. It is a contract between myself, he says, and American voters. It begins with restoring honesty, accountability, and bringing change to Washington. On the first day of my term of office, my administration will immediately pursue the following. And so if you could do read that for us. So the first thing that he talks about, what's the header on that one?
Six measures to clean up the corruption and special interest collusion in Washington, D.C.
So the first thing he's talking about is how to deal with the corruption that's there. And think about it. You know, what the FBI revealed to us was it's been very corrupt. Mm-hmm. I mean, when they're deleting state records, confidential records, when they're sending state confidential secrets to Yahoo and having your housekeeper print them is what, you know, was being done by the Secretary of State. And it's like, that's state secrets. And these things were just being, it just, there wasn't any care anymore about those things.
Yeah.
And two, you know, if you really look at, you know, whitehouse.gov and things that are being done, it's like our inner workings have been exposed to the whole world. Things that really shouldn't be, I believe, you shouldn't let these things be known by to your enemy. Mm-hmm. But at whitehouse.gov, they actually have videos going into the control room, the command center, the blueprint of the White House. I mean, some man made it into the White House, like the green, particular green room, they call it, with a knife, and they had to, you know, the Secret Service stopped him there. You don't just reveal all your secrets. You don't have secrets anymore if you tell all your secrets. Mm-hmm. And it's just real wild. And you think, all these years we've been trying to say, you know, we have people, candidates and presidents come in and say they were pro-life and these different things, but they, for some reason, they didn't pass those laws. They didn't do these different things. And now he's saying he wants to change all of that. Mm-hmm. He wants to stop that from happening, and just to be, if you say you're going to do it, you're going to do it. So the first thing he's going to deal with is the same thing that Congressman Michelle Bachmann talked about when she said that they removed, had the FBI, President Barack Obama had the FBI remove any mention of radical Islam as a problem or an enemy of America mm-hmm. from the FBI records, the CIA records, scrubbed it out.
Gone.
That is corruption, especially when, you know, you can say, I mean, you went to Iraq to fight on our behalf, on our mm-hmm. freedom, because you were asked to as a Marine. Mm-hmm. And then of all the things, and you're fighting radical.
It's very, very yeah. clear evidence. So, yeah. so to look back and then yeah. see now, 10 years later, you see the very documents that would have revealed, that did reveal the very enemies that we were fighting, just right. to say, oh, they don't exist.
Right.
It's just, it's almost like scrubbing away the very bloodshed that was poured out for our freedoms the last decade that's happened.
It's very dishonoring and disrespectful. And, you know, and I'm so glad to see law enforcement begin to be honored again. I'm excited about our soldiers and our veterans to be honored again. I mean, God has heard the cry.
And it's encouraging
of the nation.
To see that he recognizes that.
Yes.
Because so many people see it but turn a blind eye to it and right. say, oh, it's not happening. For him to say, it is happening and I'm
right.
going to deal with it.
He's going to definitely deal with it based on
this
contract.
Sure.
So he says he has six things right here. Yes. What are the six things he's going to do to deal with the corruption and the special interest groups in Washington, D.C.?
First, propose a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on all members of Congress. Second, a hiring freeze on all federal employees to reduce the federal workforce through attrition, mm-hmm. exempting the military, public safety, and public health. Third, a requirement that for every new federal regulation, two existing regulations must be eliminated.
So for every, is that where he's signing
executive
orders?
Yes.
Yeah, for everyone he it's been done, he's going to do away with two.
Right.
Right. That's exciting.
That's encouraging.
Which a lot of things like the bathroom issues that we're having in America, that was done by executive order. President Barack Obama just wrote a suggestive letter to the universities and schools that said, you know, we may not reportedly give you funding if you don't, you know, let people go to whatever bathroom they want to. I mean, things like that have been done by just, not by law, not by Congress, not by the Senate, but it was done just by a letter, which means that he can actually rewrite that day one going in. He said he's going to do it.
That's right.
Right. At the borders as well. When you think about, you know, we had a sheriff that was getting sued and a governor being sued by our own federal.
By their stance on it.
Yeah, because they were enforcing the law, the federal law, and they sued them for actually enforcing the law. Mm-hmm. And it was just crazy what was going on. What else?
Fourth, a five-year ban on White House and congressional officials becoming lobbyists after they leave government service. Fifth, a lifetime ban on White House officials lobbying on behalf of a foreign government. And sixth, a complete ban on foreign lobbyists raising money for American elections.
That means that these pay-for-play stuff that's been going on that we found out during this past election is going to be illegal. Mm. And he's going to make it that way. This is a good. This is very good because Proverbs speaks specifically about bribes. And when people are paying for play and they're going, I'm going to be a lobby for this company, and when they're representing you as a senator, when they're representing you as a congressperson, and they're planning on leaving that to represent cornflakes or Kellogg's or Johnson & Johnson or the oil business, and they slide out, they just did something pretty bad. It's literally like bribery that took place if you look at how those things work versus going, you need to go back home to your own state, you know, the people that sent you there, and then rethink that thing. You know, from there. And God is just dealing with bribery. I know one thing, I know we got to go to break, but I know one thing the Lord showed me that, you know, several of us. One is he told me that the place is like a house, Washington, D.C. is like a house of cards. He showed Brett Holderbaum that from Denver, Colorado, that the wind of God was going to blow through D.C. and deal with these strongholds and these monuments. He showed, it wasn't John Paul Jackson, but it was somebody who had given a dream that there's being interpreted on Joni's show, mm-hmm. that it was a bulldozer going through it. So you're looking at, I mean, allow the bulldozer just to go through and do immediately
whatever he's going
to
do.
Whatever needs to be done to get us back to a place that we can function again as a nation. So a contract with America,
yes.
And that's so important because the first 100 days of administration, we're going to be talking about two today, is, if we get the time to do it, is that there's a transition period, 70 days, that you have to hire over 4,500 people. Mike Pence, Vice President-elect Mike Pence, is now over the transition team, mm-hmm. and he has the former, I can't tell you the guy, other guys working with him, but he's actually the chief of staff, but 4,500 employees. 4,500 people are going, well, I'm a people person, and I like working with people. I mean, they're all probably going to say that.
And we'll make it related to you because this is something that we're kind of learning through
yes.
the whole process of what it entails, all of those 4,500. We'll have it for you on the torch to say all of the different committees that he is going to appoint. So it makes so much sense to understand that you're voting him to president, all the things that now are affected through
yes,
that.
And the actual job titles you'll see. Mm-hmm. And you can pray. Understand, it's like, man, I had a terrible time at the driver's license office. And it's like, you know, he appointed somebody over that for the whole United States who could have set the tone for that your particular state, who could have set the tone inside of funding. So it makes it everything, federal judges and all. So it makes a huge difference. You're going to be really shocked at this particular list. So we're going to read the next, the seven
yes.
actions to protect. This is Donald Trump's action as contract with America. His first 100 days, he's going to begin immediately. And this next one is seven actions to protect American workers. This is exciting, right?
This is very exciting.
I'm
going
to get to keep my job.
100 days.
That's
yes. going to
be good.
First, I will announce my intention to renegotiate NAFTA or withdraw from the deal under Article 2205.
And some of the reports on the NAFTA agreement is that was done, I believe, by President Bill Clinton, is that's what cost us all of our steel jobs and all the jobs in Pittsburgh and Ohio, and they're just outsourcing all of our jobs.
Wow.
And some of the reports are that 50% of our jobs that we have now presently won't be available like in the next 8 to 9 years.
Wow.
50%. And the only way that we're going to be able, this is passed, now we have a new mm-hmm. President's going to focus in a different direction, is to be more highly educated. We're not going to be able to just, find a basic job because those jobs would transfer over to different countries that have more people in it, for example, like India or China. And so we have to learn more. The learning curve, we have to live in the learning curve to be able to have jobs in the future. But 50%. So the, hearing this seven action steps to protect American workers, I mean, the first thing is dealing with NAFTA, which is trade, what people can do with our products and what we do with their products. And I mean, the one thing I he talked about over and over again was that you're not going to take our stuff and sell us cheaper stuff. You know, you're going to have to pay the difference. If you're going to build your factory over in China or over in Mexico and build your car for 50 cents, for example, he didn't say that part, you're not going to come back to America and sell it for 50 cents. You're going to come back and sell it for $20,000.50 because you're going to have a $20,000 tax on that car. I mean, that's what he's talking about. And some people say that's a bad thing and a good thing, but if you build cars, that's a good thing. So what else is it?
Yes. Second, I will announce our withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Very good.
Third, I will direct the Secretary of the Treasury to label China a currency manipulator, which we've talked about before on the program. Fourth, I will direct the Secretary of Commerce and the U.S. Trade Representative to identify all foreign trading abuses that unfairly impact American workers and direct them to use every tool under American and international law to end those abuses immediately. Fifth, I will lift the restrictions on the production of $50 trillion worth of job-producing American energy reserves, including shale, oil, natural gas, and clean coal.
This is so important because we have enough energy to be energy independent. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, well, probably we don't want to talk about it. It's over with. So, but that's going to be loosed, which means we won't be dependent on Saudi Arabia's oil or the Middle Eastern oil. I mean, Saudi Arabia is abusing their citizens. They're abusing their women. They're abusing people who don't believe. That's where the Wahhabis come from, that are promoting a lot of this mindset of radical jihadism in the world. Is coming out of that. It's like the royalty of that particular country. Kings cut a deal with the Wahhabis back in the 70s when that thing, we've talked about it before, and they basically said, you can exist as long as you don't mess with us. And they've been basically, I mean, the man that was responsible for the Twin Towers being taken down, he came from that area.
Saudi Arabia.
Came from Saudi Arabia. So what else is there?
Sixth, lift the Obama-Clinton roadblocks and allow vital energy infrastructure projects like the Keystone Pipeline to move forward. Seventh, cancel billions in payments in United Nations climate change programs and use the money to fix America's water and environmental infrastructure.
Man, there's been an open checkbook for this, you know, we got to watch for the iceberg and
climate change.
Climate change. As a matter of fact, the last thing the Secretary of State under President Barack Obama has done is he went to either Antarctica, to be able to check out the icebergs. It's like, go check out the Middle East where you gave away nuclear capabilities to Iran, the enemy of Israel and the enemy of sanity across the globe. It's just, it's amazing. But understand this, and we'll be talking about this on our next program, that under Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky's tactics, you have to find a common thing that everybody agrees on. And originally, Saul Alinsky was talking about organizing a community or a small area, but they're trying to organize the world right now. And how can you do that? And he says very specifically, one of the ways to do that was through pollution, because everybody agrees that you don't want dirty drinking water. So they're pushing that narrative across the world, and people are jumping on it and saying, you know, we want clean drinking water, and they organize around that. Next thing you know, things shift. So thank God that that checkbook's going to be empty in regards to that account, and that money's going to come back to America. And then there's five actions he has here, too, to restore security and the constitutional rule of law.
Yes,
I mean, our own border patrols. We had them on VFN TV where they're saying to somebody who's going to show their ID coming across the Mexico Texas border.
Doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah, and he goes, "Do I need to show my ID?" And the guy, the border patrol goes, "It doesn't even matter. Just come on, just come on in."
Right.
And it's like that's what's been going on,
right.
According to Kamal Saleem of Qum Ministries, who we had on our program. He said that he heard reports that over, what, how many?
Report, I think it was like 250,000.
Radical jihadists have come into
our country.
Yes.
Yes.
And almost all 50 states has this MS whatever gang coming out of. But they have allowed the enemy of Americans to come into America, the enemy of the Constitution. And it's going to be an interesting time coming. Thank God that he's focusing on our security. What does he say about the 5 points in security?
First, cancel every unconstitutional executive action memorandum and order issued by President Obama.
That'll take the first 100 days. Okay.
Second, begin the process of selecting a replacement for Justice Scalia from one of the 20 judges on my list who will uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution. Third, cancel all federal funding to sanctuary cities. Fourth, begin removing the more than 2 million criminal illegal immigrants from the country and cancel visas to foreign countries that won't take them back. Fifth, suspend immigration from terror-prone regions where vetting cannot safely occur. All vetting of people coming into our country will be considered extreme vetting.
That's so important because they've been bringing people into our country that they say, well, they've been vetted by that country. Well, that country doesn't have a capability. They don't even have a country. Mm. And they're saying they're okay. And the thing is, they don't know if they're okay. The FBI leader Comey says he don't know if they're okay. The Congress says they don't know if they're okay. And it's like it's you got to protect what you have so that in the future somebody can come to it. And right now, in the last 8 years, our country's made terribly vulnerable because of the actions that were taken. It didn't have to be this way, but they made it this way. Choices they made not to protect our borders. They allowed this to happen. And so now it has to be unallowed, and then it has to be secure again, the border. I mean, you're not going to have your ship's not going to float if you don't have walls on your ship. You know, you're outside of your hull. And so we got to have borders again. And the Supreme Court judge, we're fixing to go to a break, but Supreme Court judge, I mean, this is so important. Scalia went to a hunting trip and he just stopped breathing. We don't know the details on that. But he was a very key judge, you know, for many, many laws that have stuck to the constitutional reality of things. And he was a friend of the Constitution, a friend of conservatives, a friend of Christians, but a friend in the context of this. He just interpreted the Constitution for what it said.
Yeah.
And he protected First Amendment and Second Amendment rights. And when he went hunting, he didn't come back.
Yeah.
He didn't come back. So in this particular 100-day plan, this contract with America, he says that he's going to begin to appoint a Supreme Court judge to offer one up off this list of 20, which you can actually see. We'll make that available to you, too, on the VFN Torch. We got to pray about these things. He has a vision. This is the vision that his team put together. He prayed with Christians every day. You know, you can talk to different ones, but Kenneth Copeland was one of the Kenneth Copeland Ministries and others out there as well. And so our work just begins. This is a plan that if you're in agreement with us and you see this, it's constitutionally sound and it's right thing to do, is begin to pray that these things will happen because there's forces that would not want this to happen. As a matter of fact, we'll be talking about in a future program that those who tried to flip our nation, George Soros and other ones, are already gathering as we speak in Washington, D.C., trying to figure out how they can do that. Yeah. But we're going to continue. As a matter of fact, Ann Graham Lotz is talking about how we, as the church, can begin to heal the nation. And that's our role. The government is not called to be compassionate. It's people that are compassionate. It's the church that's supposed to go out there and just care about people and minister to them. And so many conversations began during the last 8 years that have never happened. And I think it's great that we began to have conversations to talk about the real thing that can really bring healing to our nation. So we want to remember to be able to do that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.